This is a CBC original podcast.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and this is a backstory short, Inside the Tunnels at Vimy Ridge.
Only part of what happened here on Vimy Ridge has found its way into the history book.
Do you know what's on a $20 bill? Look in your mind, think about a $20 bill. One of the images on it, aside from the Queen, of course, is Vimy Ridge. Why is Vimy Ridge so central to Canada and to our memories? Key battle, April 1917, in the First World War. And for many, it was the battle that signaled Canada's independence in a way, because Canada and Canadian troops fought under a Canadian general at Vimy Ridge. And that was the first time that had happened. In the past, it had always been under British command.
Men fought in this battle. Men with mothers and fathers. Men with wives and children. And the men we're concerned with today came 3,000 miles from Canada.
So it was a significant moment, not only for those reasons, but because Canada won the battle. A battle for a key strategic ridge in France that neither the British nor the French had been able to capture from the Germans in previous battles. So Canada had that accomplishment at great cost. About 4,000 Canadians died in April of 1917 in the battle to take Vimy Ridge. So it was a classic battle, an important battle, a strategic battle for the last year of the war. Last year, I drove up to Vimy Ridge as part of a documentary we were doing. What we were getting was the opportunity to become the first journalists to go inside what's known as the Goodman Subway. It's one of the tunnels. No journalists had been there before. No cameras had been down in there. So it was an opportunity to get a sense of what these tunnels were like. A lot of the troops used tunnels to get from one side of the battlefield to the other, because we all know what happened on top between the trenches. It was a slaughterhouse. So we get down there. The first thing you notice, if you know the White Cliffs of Dover, they're kind of chalk-like, right? Well, that's exactly what the earth is like underneath Vimy Ridge. Chalk-like. We started moving down the tunnel to look at it, still almost in the exact shape it was in when it was sealed up 100 years ago. There's some old First World War rifles and arms on the ground. But here's what struck me. Here's the moment for me in those tunnels of the Goodman Subway near Vimy Ridge. When you look at those chalk walls, etched on them, are names. Names of young Canadians. Their name, their regiment number, the province they were from, and sometimes also on those walls, an etching. So I'll give you a couple of examples. There was a fellow from Nova Scotia.
From the villages and the mines of the Maritimes.
His name was there, his regiment number, Nova Scotia, and then he drew a fish. A fellow from Quebec.
From the cities of the East.
Name, regiment number, Quebec, and he drew a canoe.
From the farms and the orchards and the woods.
Fellow from Ontario. Name, regiment number, Ontario, and a maple leaf.
They came from different backgrounds of speech and religion, but they were all held together by their belief in freedom and in defense of what they had found most dear to them in their life in Canada.
You sit there and stand there and crouch there, and you look at these etchings on the wall and you say to yourself, what happened to these guys? What happened to these guys when they jumped out the other end of that tunnel? Did they live to see another day? Or was this the last thing they ever wrote? It was extremely moving. And I can tell you, I was down there for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And when I came back out into the sunlight of what was a gorgeous Saturday afternoon in France, climbed back up that ladder, stood there on the other side of the ocean from home, I can tell you, after seeing what I'd witnessed, I'd never felt more Canadian than I did in that moment.
Each one was a long way from home. And no matter how tough the exterior, every one of them must have felt that aching and lonely sadness of separation from home and family and the familiar pattern of a peaceful life.
For more CBC Original Podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.